The opening mitzvah in Parshat Tzav is a very, for lack of a better word, strange mitzvah. Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, Tzav es Aaron des banav leimor, zos torasa olah, hi olah al mogdal al mizbeach kol alayla arabo, kevesha mizbeach tu kadbal." So the Ola is burning all night long on the Mizbeach. And then, Chazal tells us it's the first thing to do in the morning, early in the morning. There's the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. The Kohen goes, and he lifts off some of the ashes, some of the coals, and he takes it down from the Mizbeach, and he puts it near the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah. To remove some of the ashes, some of the coals that are on top of the Mizbeach, and put it down next to the Mizbeach, near the Mizbeach. Seems to be a very strange mitzvah. Even, it's not nice to say this about any avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but a bit of a menial task. Okay, I have to take some of the ashes off the Mizbeach and put it down on the floor of the Mikdash, of the Azara, next to the Mizbeach. But as Rav Mordechai Miller points out in his Shabbos Shiurim, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah turns this to something that's even stranger. What does the Medrash say? Rabbi Mana de Yishav, Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnid, B'shem Rabbi Levi, to the Tanoim said, Mitchila sasefer vadkan, ksiva orchu b'nei Aaron, v'zorku b'nei Aaron, v'nasnu b'nei Aaron. You read the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, and it always talks about b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habor snua umeimeha chavivin. I don't understand. You don't like the well, but you like the water? The well is despised, and the water is good. If it wouldn't be for the well, there wouldn't be a water. There wouldn't be water. Chalakta kovod la'etzim b'shvil b'neihen. The Mishnah Masechet Tamid tells us that kovod, respect, was given to the trees because of their children, because of their fruit. Ditzaninan, Taman, we learned in the Mishnah and Tamid, Kol ha'etzim ksherim l'maracha chutz mishal zayit v'shal gefen. That you can use wood from any of the trees to burn on the Mizbeach, but not from an olive tree, and not from a vineyard. Because if you took away the wood, if you used the wood from the olive tree, from the vineyard, for the wood on the Mizbeach, we wouldn't have olives, we wouldn't have olive oil, we wouldn't have grapes, we wouldn't have wine. So because of the grapes, because of the wine, because of the oil, olive oil, we show respect to the wood, to the trees. So everything is B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron. What about Aaron? How come you don't have any mitzvah for Aaron? It's always B'nai Aaron. Ula Aaron eina tocholik lo kavod b'shul banav. Why always B'nai Aaron? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha b'shvilcha ani mekarvo. You're right. And I'm going to be mekarev Aaron. V'lo od, ela shani oso to ikar banav tfeilin. He's going to be the main one. His children will be secondary. What mitzvah am I giving dafka to Aaron? So I would have thought that it would be now the avoda of the Beis Hamikdash, of maybe Yom Kippur. No. Tzav es Aaron's ban of lema, the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen. This relatively, again, pardon the expression, menial task of taking off some ashes early in the morning and putting it down next to the Mizbeach, that's the one that's going to go to Aaron. Because the pasuk says, Tzav es Aaron des ban of Aaron comes first and then the children. This is what Moshe wanted for Aaron?
It's like you're throwing, all right, I'll give him a little thing. He can take off the Truma Sadesh. Doesn't Aaron deserve something more? Something more prestigious? Something more mechubad than just the Truma Sadesh?
A little bit later in Medrash Rabbah, there's another somewhat strange comparison. The Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Levi, Nimus kilusim hu. It is considered to be praiseworthy. Shekol hamitga'e eino nidon ele be'esh. Anybody who has gaiva, anybody who is overly proud, is going to be judged by fire. Shenemar hi ha'ola al mokda. It's a little bit of a play on words. Hi ha'ola. Pshat is the korban olah. But ha'olah, the one who raises himself, al-mokta, he's going to be on the fire. So the Medrash comes along and tells us that somebody who has gaiva, who's too proud, is going to end up on the fire, he's going to burn. Based on this pasuk that leads into the Truma Sadeshin. So what does gaiva have to do with the Truma Sadeshin? What in the world is going on here? That's what asks Mordechai Miller. Says, if you want to understand this, so we have to go to Megillas Esther. The last pasuk in Megillas Esther. Pasuk that at first glance seems very nice, but Chazal said maybe not as pleasant as one would think. What's the last pasuk in Megillas Esther? Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishne LaMelech Achashverosh. He's the vizier to the king. V'gadol Yehudim, great amongst the Jews. V'ratzoi L'rovechav, and accepted by most, by the majority of his brothers. Dorish Tov Li'amo, always searching good for his nation. V'dover Shalom L'chol Zaro, and going out and seeking peace for all of his descendants. Lovely pasuk. But the Gemara Maseches Megillah says one moment. Daf Tet Zayin in Megillah, the Gemara says, it was here a minute ago. There it is. It returned. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishne LaMelech Achashverosh V'Gadol Yehudim V'Ratzui L'Rov Echav. The majority of his brothers were happy, were pleased, but not everyone. Some people were not happy with Mordechai. And you say to yourself, not happy with Mordechai, he saves the day. He and Esther, how would somebody not be happy? Melamed sheperishu mimenu miktzat Sanhedrin. Some of the members of the Sanhedrin, not all of them, not most of them, but some of the members of the Sanhedrin were not happy with Mordechai. And they separated themselves from him. They distanced themselves from him. What did Mordechai do? Amar Rav Yosef, Godol Talmud Torah Yotze Mehatzolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than saving lives. Come back to this in a moment. The Me'ikara, the two psukim, one in Sefer Ezra, one in Sefer Nehemiah, and it lists the leaders of the time. In the first pasuk, Me'ikara Choshev Leila Mordechai Basar Arba. He's listed after four leaders. He's number five. V'lefsof Basar Chamisha. And later on, he's listed after five, he's number six. Meikarakziv, Asherbo in Zrubavel, Yeshua, Nehemia, Sraya, Ra'alia, that's four. Mordechai Bilshan is five. Vilifsov Ktiv, Haboim in Zrubavel, Yeshua, Nehemia, Azaria, Ra'amia, Nachmeni, that's five. Mordechai Bilshan is six. They sort of was slightly demoted. Why?
because he took the job as the Grand Vizier, the Viceroy, Tachashverosh. And he should have instead been sitting, learning and teaching Torah. Why? Because Godol Talmud Torah Yotze Mehatzolos Nefashos. Is that really true? Pikuach Nefesh isn't Doche Talmud Torah? Pikuach Nefesh is Doche everything except Gidli Arayu Shvichus Domim Nevada Zara. Telling me that if somebody is in the middle of giving a shiur and somebody collapses and has a heart attack and the person knows CPR, tell me no, I have to give shiur. After the shiur, then I'll take care of it. Can't be. What in the world did the Gemara mean? Gadol Atzalos Nefashos Yosem Talmud Torah. What does it mean? It can't mean what it seems to say. So the Taz in Yoredeya, the major Mefarshim, says, I'll tell you what it means. He says, of course, if a person is learning Torah, teaching Torah, and there's a situation of Atzalos Nefashos, and he's the only one to save the person, of course he has to stop. There's no question. But a person whose whole life is dedicated to Talmud Torah should hope that he won't be faced with situations of Atzalos Nefashos that he's going to have to stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with the person's Talmud Torah, then hopefully he will limit the occasions in which he needs to stop to be Matzal Nefashos. Of course you have to stop Talmud Torah to save lives. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes those who dedicate it to Talmud Torah to the extent that they'll try to arrange it that they won't have to save lives. Some, a minority, but a minority of the Sanhedrin, were not happy that Mordechai chose the profession of being the Mishnah LeMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been very happy, Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, to sit and learn and to teach and disseminate Torah. And that's what he should have been focusing on. Yes, he had to stop to save the Jews in the time of Haman. But maybe he should have gone back to being a member of the Sanhedrin. Said he had to go and become the Mishneh Lamela. And there were those who were unhappy. And what does this have to do with the Truma Sadasha and Aaron HaKohen? So Mordechai Miller explains as follows. Moshe, you misunderstood. You thought that because I gave all the mitzvahs and I kept saying B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, that I wasn't so happy with Aaron. No. I'm very happy with Aaron. But as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Kisiv se kohen yishmeru das, v'tori yevakshu mipil, ki malach Hashem tzvakos hu. The main tafket of a kohen, of course the kohanim have to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But as the kohanim would grow in numbers, they did avodah in the Beis HaMikdash approximately 2 weeks out of the year. What were they doing the rest of the time?
Teaching.
They were teaching Torah. Now, Am Yisrael's a little concentrated now in the Mishkan. And at times, they're going to need Aaron. But I would prefer that Aaron would be able to focus on teaching and disseminating Torah. In the meantime, let his descendants, his children, take care of the Avodah. When he's needed, like on Yom Kippur, of course he's going to do it. But the reason I kept saying B'nai Aaron, B'nai Aaron, not because I didn't like Aaron. Because I valued his ability to teach and disseminate Torah so much that if there are others who can take care of the Avodah, let them. So why? Why does he give the mitzvah of Truma Sadeshen to Aaron? So Chovos HaLevavos says, Truma Sadeshen is a little bit of what appears to be a menial task. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried that somebody who is so praiseworthy, somebody who is so honored and respected, especially by the Ribono Shel Olam, might develop a little bit of ga'ava. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aaron, dafka, because you're so special and you're so great, first thing you do every morning, take the ashes off the Mizbeach. Again, it's a poor analogy, but a chimney sweeper. Right? We don't necessarily look at it as the most wonderful job in the world. You take the ashes off the Mizbeach. That's how Aaron HaKohen began every day. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're not important. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you're so important. You're so great. I value your Talmud Torah so much that let the children, as much as they can, handle the Avod and the Beis Hamikdash. But a reminder, don't let it get to your head. Every morning you start off with the Truma Sadeshin. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and says, now Aaron, if you have the time, focus on teaching and disseminating Torah. Kisiv Seikon Yishmu Das V'toru Yavakshu Mipiyu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakosu.
Trying to learn how to shut this off.